Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now!
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
.412 News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryant, Austin Price. Kind of a chilly, but not so bad temperature-wise Thursday afternoon. I'm savoring the temperature starting to rise a little bit.
Just a tad.
Well, you know, basically cold weather, dry stretch of days gone in. We got spoiled big time. Tomorrow's changes are coming, and I know you're going to be talking about that in a few moments. Let me just say, make sure you get the rain gear out and carry along an umbrella tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah. And I think you and I had mentioned earlier this week, it's going to probably be kind of a chilly rain, because while it's going to warm up a little bit, that's by our current standards. It's not going to be hot by any stretch of the imagination. So I'm sure that that rain will be kind of cold. So just keep that in mind. One of our top stories here nationally, the U.S. warning of dangerous or ineffective drugs from illegally run online pharmacies. A report from the Office of the U.S. Trade Representative showed that 19 countries raised concern about possibly counterfeit or pirated drugs. Ambassador Catherine Tai said in a statement that it's a shared global concern and urged allies to join in the fight against counterfeit and pirated products. So be on the lookout for that.
Okay, Florida has offered help in California's fight against the fires in Los Angeles. The Florida Division of Emergency Management saying on Wednesday it's preparing to provide an incident management team and logistics support workers and equipment out in Los Angeles if requested. So still bad situation out there. Wildfires are raging through communities in Southern California. Howie Kurtz tells us more in this Media Minute.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
California is a paradise, except when it's not. The scenes of these wildfires surrounding Los Angeles, 3-4 separate fires converging on the city, taking down all kinds of structures, housing, mass evacuations. I mean, it looks like hell. It is absolutely scary stuff. And these brave firefighters are battling not just the blazes themselves, but of course these 100-mile-an-hour winds that are making it impossible and also making it difficult for people to evacuate. Now, there's a challenge here for the media as well as we move into sort of round-the-clock television coverage. I've looked at some of the correspondents who are right near these fires trying to get the best shots, and these fires are moving very, very quickly. So 0% contained. It's an absolutely awful situation, and unfortunately, it doesn't look like it's getting better soon. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
Alrighty, 4:15 on the dot here. We'll get your first quick check of the roads and weather this afternoon. Just traffic and weather update brought to you by Generator Source, powering Pensacola businesses with industrial generators to commercial backup systems with the most trusted brands, expert installation, and 24/7 support. You can learn more at GeneratorSource.com. Looking at the roads here, just got some of our usual issues. 9 Mile's got some issues here and there if you're traveling westbound towards Kim Strand Road. Also on I-10, traveling westbound, passing the I-110 North Ramp. And we still got some backups at the intersection of Mobile Highway and Michigan Avenue. Be on the lookout for that. Outside of that, your worst looking spot is probably going to be Highway 90. If you are traveling eastbound, you just recently passed Blackwater River. You're heading towards the Milton Airport. We do have some backups in that area from an accident that was reported. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 48 degrees right now. Tonight's low is 43. Tomorrow, going to be windy with, as we mentioned just a few minutes ago, a lot of rain, 100% throughout your Friday. High surf warning all throughout the day. Friday's low going to be 38.
4:16 News Radio 92.3. In city business today, shocking information to pass along to you. Port of Pensacola Director Clark Merritt resigned this morning. Merritt had led the port since 2021 after promoting former Port Director Amy Miller to the Deputy City Administrator post. Merritt was with the city since 2013, where before becoming Port Director, he was Deputy Port Director and the Port Business Development Manager. Surprising news coming from the 7th floor at City Hall today.
Yes, absolutely. And also wanted to touch on this, Volkswagen adding AI. What? Holland Cook reports from CES 2025 in Las Vegas.
We are accustomed to barking voice commands at the dashboard, and now Volkswagen brings ChatGPT along for the ride. The 2025 VW Jetta features Plus Speech with AI service. Converse with the cloud for what you need to know. Eyes on the road has got to be safer than sharing attention with distracting console screens that are looking more and more like television. This will be a subscription service, and that seems to be the real story. Ford did a U-turn after the outcry over their plan to remove AM radio, and automakers get paid by Sirius XM if you subscribe at the end of your free introductory offer. BMW walked back plans to charge $80 a year to use Apple CarPlay, but in several other countries, they're charging $18 a month for heated seats. Covering CES 2025 in Las Vegas, I'm Holland Cook.
All righty. Thank you very much, Holland. And also wanted to touch on this as well. New York's highest court rejecting President-elect Trump's bid to delay sentencing in his hush money case. Trump's set to be sentenced tomorrow. He's asked the Supreme Court to step in with that attempt still pending. He's, of course, denied the felony counts that have been brought against him regarding the Stormy Daniels affair and has argued the Supreme Court's ruling on presidential immunity means the conviction should be tossed.
Okay, 418, News Radio 92.3. You heard just a few moments ago, Howard, they were talking about the AI element out in Las Vegas, and it's becoming spreading like crazy. Well, traveling just got a whole lot easier as a major airline unveils new AI assistants. Eben Brown has more in Fox on Tech.
Fox on Tech.
Time to fly with your AI. Delta Airlines is now unveiling a new artificially intelligent travel assistant it hopes will make air travel easier, or at least not so bad. They made a big splash at this year's Consumer Electronics Show ongoing in Las Vegas. It's a chatbot built into Delta's app, which also responds to voice prompts. Delta hopes it will function as a personal butler, and that's why it's called Delta Concierge. The concierge can learn your travel tendencies and suggest how to pack for a trip based on where you're going and what the weather is expected to be like. It can guide you to and around the airports, direct you through security lines, and even help you change planes during layovers. And it can even interact with ride-sharing and other ground-based transportation to help you get around even when you're not in the air. Delta is rolling out the AI this year with features to be added over time. With Fox on Tech, I'm Eben Brown, Fox News.
While we're talking about airlines here, this weather system that's moving across the northern part of the country really causing some problems when it comes to airlines. Friday, flight cancellations rising in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, but eastern airports are also showing rising cancellations. Let me just give you an example here. Let's flip on the board here from PNS. Here's what we're looking at now. There's a flight coming up out of Washington Reagan. Should have got here at 3:24. Now we're looking at an arrival time of 5:23. These are mostly weather delay situations coming up out of Dallas. Now, Dallas is going to be the real problem, especially starting later tonight. They've got a real snowstorm moving through there. We're already seeing some backups. Dallas coming out of Love Field, southwest 3401, touchdown 3:25, not until about 5:35 this afternoon. Coming up out of Houston Bush, United 4362, touchdown time 409. Don't expect that till about 5:15. There is a Silver Flight 80 coming up out of Tampa, 610 touchdown. Now about 7:10, an hour late on that one. And other than that, board looks pretty good. But we will really watch those flights coming out of the Texas area real closely as that storm kind of makes its way across the country this afternoon.
Alrighty, just about 4:21 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we'll get you some more trending headlines surrounding the Sunshine State, but also we've got a pair of tickets that we're going to be giving away to Beethoven and Blue Jeans, so stick around for that. I think I have the simplest prompt for any of the tickets to that event we've given away this week, so you're really going to want to stay tuned for that. Coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. You've heard me talk about one car dealership in Pensacola. Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. Folks, new cars lose 11% of their value the second you drive them off the lot. So for years, Frontier Motors has been saving Pensacola residents thousands of dollars by getting them into the best previously owned vehicles. And thousands of people have enjoyed Frontier Motors' no hassle, no pressure experience. Just the best slightly used vehicles in town at a fair price. But don't take my word for it. Look around, and you'll start noticing all the Frontier Motors decals and tags. They're everywhere. So, if you're in the market for a vehicle, do yourself a favor and see the friendly folks and the huge inventory at Frontier Motors. You can't miss them. Just look for the big buffalo on the lot. That's Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
So this new dose is, well, nope, that's not it. The price is nowhere to be found.
Mr. Green? Hi, it's all good. We've got this.
This is not just help from a Walgreens pharmacist.
Oh, new prescriptions. Cool. Let me check to see if these are the lowest cost options covered by your Medicare plan.
Oh, that's great. Thank you.
This is someone supporting you every step of the way. Chat with a pharmacist today to find help saving. This is the human kind of help. Walgreens.
The cooler weather in Pensacola is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's planting roses, planting shrubs and trees in cool weather color, and of course, planning for spring. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesdays, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware at Barnes Feed Store.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknights 7 to 10 before WEAR-TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Look at this weather here. Changes coming to the forecast. Austin will be all over this here in just a few minutes with you, getting you updated. Some lawmakers this afternoon are calling on Republican leadership to take steps to reduce the national debt. Hillary Vaughn has more from Capitol Hill.
Budget hawks are begging Congress to not waste this opportunity of Republican control to take advantage to tackle the debt. The Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget warning, quote, we need an actual comprehensive budget resolution. It should include reconciliation instructions to reduce deficits, as reconciliation is intended to do. President-elect Trump's reconciliation package includes everything from border security to tax cuts, but also raising the debt ceiling to avoid the government defaulting on its debts. The government likely will run out of money by this summer, forcing Congress to address it, something Trump wants to get ahead of.
All righty, just past 425 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Can't believe I missed this one. We did have a caller letting us know that there was an accident on Gulf Beach Highway if you were traveling westbound towards Dog Track Road. Very heavily backed up here. As I said, that is in the westbound lanes. And also have some issues on Blue Angel Parkway traveling northbound towards Highway 98. Outside of that, it's just a couple more of the usual spots we've been covering on Palafox Street, traveling northbound passing Burgess Road, the intersection of Mobile Highway and Michigan Avenue. And we do have some issues on Highway 90 traveling eastbound towards the Milton Airport area. We did have an accident over there, but a lot of the congestion has seemingly died down. As for the weather, sitting at around 48 degrees right now, low of 43 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be very rainy, high of 66, low of 38.
Okay, Consumer Electronics Show out in Vegas underway. Companies showcasing the latest in the world of technology. Liz Klayman is in Las Vegas this afternoon.
Wait till you see how Lenovo is shape-shifting the old laptop as we know it. Matt Zielinski, who's head of Lenovo's international markets, is right here to show us. Okay, what is this? This is a rollable laptop. How does it roll?
This is the ThinkBook Gen 6, ThinkBook Plus Gen 6, and at the touch of a button, your screen size goes from a sleek and light 14-inch notebook to a 16.7-inch display that's 50% more screen real estate.
Whoa.
And I don't know about you, but like when I'm home, I've got two monitors in my office. When I'm at the office, two monitors. When I travel, I take an auxiliary display. With this, you don't need that.
It is great to see you. Matt Zielinski of Lenovo.
All righty. 428 here. You know what? I'll go ahead and pawn off these tickets for you. It's a pair of tickets to Pensacola Symphony Orchestra's concert of Beethoven in Blue Jeans. That's on January 11th in the Singer Theater. You can dress up or dress down for this annual celebration of Beethoven under the baton of guest conductor Laura Jackson. All righty. You can text in. Again, text in. Text only to 850-437-1620. Just tell me what instrument Beethoven was known for playing. This is the easiest prompt of the week. Once again, text into 850-437-1620 and let me know what instrument Beethoven was known for playing. First person to answer correctly will get that pair of tickets.
Okay, Austin, if you're making plans there to maybe head out to Dallas or so, you might want to just watch that weather situation. Dallas expected to see several inches of snowfall this evening, and the Texas Department of Transportation preparing roads for the wintry weather. Here's a report from KDFW in Dallas.
North Texas is dealing with freezing temperatures, and for the first time this season, snow is projected. On Monday, TxDOT's Dallas District, encompassing Dallas, Collin, Denton, Ellis, Kaufman, Rockwall, and Navarro counties, began dropping brine along primary roadways. That's interstates, U.S. highways, state highways, and more. TxDOT's Dallas District says it has 20 snowplow blades it'll place on dump trucks to help clear roads, and the same amount of what it calls maintainers to scrape tops of roadways.
Wow.
It's a mess. I've had to go. When I lived out in Dallas, it's just a mess.
Yeah, it's based on what I just heard, I can take your word for it.
Well, it is.
I will say, you know what else is a mess? Man, this text line. I have gotten several texts because it was a pretty short answer. I won't give the answer. Someone already won, but I won't give the answer yet. We'll do that after the Fox News break coming up. But yeah, we've gotten bombarded. And thank you very much for your texter engagement.
There you go. Never hurts to say thank you, does it?
No, absolutely not.
Okay, another parking change coming to Pensacola International, and the project begins on Monday. Mayor Reeves says there now be space within parking lot one that is dedicated to drivers waiting to pick up arriving passengers. You know, that's why we give the updates in the afternoons. Late flights, so they don't have to worry about the parking situation. This is something goes right along with getting better and better. This move will eliminate the need to get a parking ticket. Reeves hopes the lot will be open sometime late February.
News, I'm Tom Graham. An estimated 200,000 under evacuation orders as several wildfires rage in Los Angeles. Several neighborhoods have been consumed by flames. Fox's Max Gordon is in the Pacific Palisades area.
The damage is extensive. Down Pacific Coast Highway, burnt out buildings, burnt palm trees that once dotted what was a beautiful stretch of roadway, a place where people come from all around the country to visit. To the east of us, the Eaton Fire still burns out of control as well.
Eaton Fire raging north of Pasadena. American leaders honoring former President Jimmy Carter during his state funeral at the National Cathedral in Washington this morning. President Biden giving the eulogy.
May God bless a great American and a dear friend and a good man.
And Carter being laid to rest this evening in his hometown of Plains, Georgia. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Tech billionaire Elon Musk says his budget-cutting effort on behalf of President-elect Donald Trump would most likely not find $2 trillion in savings, backtracking on a goal he set earlier as co-head of a new advisory board, the Department of Government Efficiency. Amazon is letting other retailers use its homegrown advertising tools to run sponsored ads across their own websites. The service is designed to make it easier for other retailers to run targeted ad campaigns for their online stores. Amazon's digital ad business is now third behind Alphabet and Meta in the U.S. Both the stock exchange and the Nasdaq were closed today in honor of a national day of mourning for the late President Jimmy Carter. Bond markets also closed early today. Markets will resume their normal schedules tomorrow. U.S. crude oil futures for February rising more than 1.1% above $74 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Please gamble responsibly. Carson Beck a few weeks back declared for the 2025 NFL Draft. Carson didn't have a good season this past year at Georgia, and I wouldn't draft him right now with the first-round pick. Well, today it came out that Beck is planning to enter the transfer portal, and many think he will return to college and play at Miami in 2025. If that's the move Carson ultimately makes, then I think it's the right decision. I'm Zach Gelb.
It's football time at BetMGM. Use code KOSTOS, K-O-S-T-O-S, and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, original bets, and the best daily promotions in the business. Use code KOSTOS, K-O-S-T-O-S, and get up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age or older, new customer offer. This U.S. promotional offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, call 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, call 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Hi, my name is Michael Dylan Thompson, candidate for Congress here in my home district. I'm proud to be the only candidate who voters petitioned to be on the ballot. Every other candidate paid over $10,000 to qualify, often using either lobbyist or special interest money. As a born and raised Pensacola native, I will fight for my district. I will fix the insurance crisis created by establishment politicians, and I will protect our brave service members who keep America free. We don't need outsiders bringing Washington, D.C. corruption into Northwest Florida. We need new ideas and fresh leadership to fight for us. As your congressman, I pledge to always put Florida first. There's a critical election on January 28th, and I need your vote. This is our chance to take back our voice and send a clear message to the career politicians. We won't let special interests decide our future. Together, we can restore accountability, protect our values, and secure a stronger future for Northwest Florida. I'm Michael Dylan Thompson, and I'm proud to approve this message.
Paid for by Michael Dylan Thompson for Congress, Republican.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Talked a lot about the Mark Zuckerberg video, where I genuinely think this is a masterpiece of rhetorical, logical persuasion and gaslighting, frankly. An unbelievable work of disinformation and propaganda, but you have to admire the audacity. We also had another episode, actually several episodes, of Days of Our Milton as they are fighting over, you guessed it, the wastewater treatment plant. You can catch all of those conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
News Radio 92.3 remembers Jimmy Carter.
The policy of the Carter Center, which I think accurately represents my own attitude, is one to promote peace.
and to enhance human rights whenever possible.
Jimmy Carter served one term as our president, but since he left office in 1980, he set the gold standard of what a past president of the United States could accomplish. He was a man who used his faith to try to do the right thing, even though it may have cost him politically.
News Radio 92.3.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now, Chris Bryan and Austin Price. Thinking about making a financial investment in your future? Here you go. Mega Millions, Friday night, $77 million, $34.1 million. That is your cash option heading out the door. Powerball, Saturday night, $263 million, $117.7 million cash option. So there's a couple of ways to maybe secure your future a little bit brighter.
Indeed.
Tapping in on those two two events.
Well, speaking of people with bright futures, John, congratulations are in order to him. John from Pensacola.
John.
Yeah, he won our pair of tickets to Beethoven and Blue Jeans. Of course, the answer was piano. That is what we had some people giving variants of the general piano family, and I'm sure any musician is going to scowl at my illiteracy in the field. But they were like saying like organ. I saw someone say harpsichord. I was looking for piano, anything like that. First person to text in said piano, so I took it.
Probably the second most person that has a piano background would be Linus.
Perhaps. Yes, Beethoven and Linus. What a duo. We're going to get a quick check of the roads and weather here because there's actually a lot going on that you need to be aware of, both in regards to both the roads and the climate. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the Best of the Bay winner. That's Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782. Looking at the roads here, our worst-looking spot is far and away Gulf Beach Highway if you're traveling westbound towards Dog Track Road. Got an accident there causing some very heavy backups. Also got some issues on Blue Angel Parkway traveling northbound towards Highway 98. Outside of that, it's just a few of our usual spots, but we do have some issues on Highway 90 just a little bit if you are traveling eastbound towards the Milton Airport area because of an accident from earlier. As for the weather, sitting at 48 degrees, tonight's low 43, but tomorrow going to be a high of 66, low of 38. Not too bad when compared to what we've been dealing with earlier this week, but there's going to be a lot of rainfall and a high surf warning all throughout the day.
Go ahead and admit it. We got spoiled this week.
We did.
I mean, absolutely. And, you know, this rain's going to move through pretty quickly because on Saturday, they're saying clearing conditions by late Friday night in dry, cold weather returns on Saturday. You could expect the weekend lows to be in the middle 30s. So the cold weather's coming back, and we'll remind you of the four P's tomorrow, just to kind of refresh your memory as we head into the cold weather once again. Let's go ahead and jump into some football activity on the national level. Spot in college football's national championship game on the line tonight. Joe Morgan's in with the numbers.
Two legendary college football programs are looking to reach the mountaintop of the sport, but they have to go through each other first. Seventh-seeded Notre Dame and sixth-seeded Penn State kick off at 7:30 Eastern in the semifinals of the 12-team playoff at the Orange Bowl. The Fighting Irish haven't won a national championship since 1988, but they're riding a 12-game winning streak and should have star running back Jeremiah Love after he tweaked a knee injury against Georgia in the quarterfinals.
Nobody feels 100%, but Jay Love will be good to go.
That was courtesy of the Big Ten Network as Notre Dame head coach Marcus Freeman spoke to the media on Wednesday. For the Nittany Lions, the program is looking to end a national title drought that dates back to 1986. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
Your take on the game tonight?
I've got to be in the lower scoring of the two semifinal games, and I've got to be in a Penn State win. I've got it. I think the score I've been given throughout this week is 27-21. But I do want to let you know this because a texter brought this up and kept us in check here. Because I didn't even catch this when you said it. Schroeder was the one who played the piano for Peanuts.
Oh, Schroeder, thank you.
It wasn't Linus.
Well, I was close.
Yeah, close it up. But
I was you knew where I was going.
Hey, listen, you can't take all the blame. I didn't think about it either.
You know where I was going.
Completely went over my head.
And I actually just thought about that in the spur of the moment. So
yeah.
And I was wrong.
Linus was the thumbsucker with the blanket.
That's why we have a text line to
that
keep
is.
Us straight.
That is absolutely why we have
Okay, while we're talking sports here. Oh, by the way, that game tonight, 6 p.m. ESPN Pensacola.
Yes.
99.1 FM and then 1330 AM. They carry the pregame for you. Get right. you all set up for the game. Kickoff at 6:30 down in Miami. Well, you know, you've been alluding to the bad play, the bad management of the Raiders organization all season long.
I mean, you'd have to be blind not to see it. And well, even then, you'd have an inkling.
Absolutely. Raiders are cleaning house, and Joe Morgan returns with the details.
Just 2 days after dismissing head coach Antonio Pierce, the Raiders fired general manager Tom Telesco on Thursday following a 4-13 season. Telesco was fired after just 1 year on the job and with only one shot at the NFL draft. Telesco selected tight end Brock Bowers in the first round, who promptly set the rookie single-season receiving record with 112 catches. In the second and third rounds, Telesco drafted two offensive linemen, both who went on to start games. But it wasn't enough to save his job, with the Raiders suffering a 10-game losing streak and going 0-6 in the AFC West. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
Yeah, man, the Raiders. You know, they had a couple moments there where they made the playoffs, you know, a few years ago. But and when I say a few, I'm talking about literally a few years ago, ranging back to the mid-2010s. But just all around, the 21st century has been so unkind to them.
All right. Let's get the snapshot here and bring it into Pensacola a little bit. Ice Flyers facing another road trip this week, facing Macon tomorrow and Saturday. Then the good guys jump on that bus, come back home for a home ice event with the Mayhem on Sunday. It's game three of that series against the Mayhem. Get the time, though. I want you to listen. Puck drops at 4, not 7:05. So don't go to the arena 3 hours late because you're not going to – I guess I'll still be cleaning it up at that point.
Yeah, you may see
sweep
a janitor.
It out. Yeah, something like that. Also, I love this. The Blue Wahoos are getting another Canine Companions influencer puppy.
Really?
Oh, they're just absolutely gorgeous. The pup will arrive before the baseball season begins and train for the next 18 months at Blue Wahoo Stadium to become a service dog. Now the team needs your help to come up with a name. This is interesting. After previous service dogs Watson and Bubba, all puppies from the current litter will have names starting with a D.
Really? Why is that? Is that your way? Is that look that you just gave me your way of saying, I don't know, man?
I do know this, and I don't want to jump into this whole very, you know, like I know a lot about this, but I do know this. Catherine Daniel, you've seen her on Channel 3. She's the weather lady over on Channel 3.
Yeah.
She's the one going to be training this pup for 18 months.
Really?
This is great. Good for you, Catherine. This is super stuff.
Obviously, Bubba and Watson have a local relevance. I was trying to think of
like,
just a tad. I was trying to think of something that had to do with like the Ice Flyers theme. But then when you said started with a D, I'm not sure about that. I'll have to give that one some thought. Just about 4:45 here. While we're thinking, let's look at the roads and weather.
Calling the dog.
What was that?
Come here, dog.
Yeah. Just call him dog. Yeah. Grade A thinking, Chris. Thinking outside the box. Just about 4:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. This update brought to you by Ricky Stewart. Looking for the right Medicare health coverage? Visit Ricky Stewart at insuredbyricky.com. Expert guidance, personalized plans, your health, your way. That's insuredbyricky.com. Looking at the roads here, easily the worst spot is going to be Gulf Beach Highway if you are traveling westbound towards Dog Track Road. There was an accident there causing major congestion. Also, if you are traveling northbound on Blue Angel Parkway towards Highway 98, we've got a heavy wave of backups there as well. Outside of that, it's just a few of our usual spots. Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, North Palafox Street traveling northbound passing Burgess Road, and we even have some issues on Highway 90 if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River, then continuing westbound passing Glover Lane. As for the weather, 48 degrees, low of 43 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 66, low of 38, but very rainy throughout the bulk of your day. High surf warning all throughout Friday.
Yeah, and you start looking for those clouds to start moving in a little bit later this evening.
Yeah.
It'll be hanging around there. Last thing you want to do, if you get stopped by the law enforcement folks, the last thing you want to do is really get engaged in a question and answer session. You know,
that is true.
Especially if you've been drinking a little bit.
That is true.
A driver arrested for drunk driving in South Carolina reportedly challenged cops to a spelling bee while being hauled off to jail. This should be good. Chris Demo spells it out.
How do you spell DUI? Well, police say 41-year-old Richard DeMano suggested the word competition as part of a string of belligerent antics when he was busted. DeMano was arrested after police say he drove his car into a Walgreens parking lot, striking two cars. He's charged with kicking an officer, DUI, and hit and run with property damage, D'Amato was reportedly released on $16,000 bail. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
To be fair, spelling bees are what something that is something that typically sober people do. Maybe he was trying to help his case.
I can't believe I didn't get Schroeder right for that Charlie Brown question.
You're like, that's eating me up.
It's been a long time. It really, I knew, you know, basically remember Charlie Brown and Lucy. That's about it. I knew Linus.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, Linus is very memorable.
Give me a break. It's been years since the kids moved out. I mean, come on.
All righty. A bill requiring the Ten Commandments to be displayed in Oklahoma public school classrooms is being reintroduced. State Representative Jim Olson says that he's consciously optimistic about his bill this year because of new legislative leadership. A similar measure approved in Louisiana was ruled unconstitutional by a federal judge. We touched on that just earlier this week. Honestly, I think, you know, religious stances aside, I don't think any uncontroversial result can come from this.
447 News Radio 92.3. You know, if you bring up the subject of the Portland Lou to Mayor Reeves, he just lights up. He just lights up. He was the mastermind behind. Have you been to the? This is kind of a very personal question, but have you ever been to the Portland Lou?
No, and it's I don't take it as a personal question because I don't know what it is.
It's a futuristic bathroom that's down at Bruce Beach. This thing is amazing.
I've heard of this.
This thing is amazing. City first kind of put the first one in down at Bruce Beach in 24. The city now wants to install the bathroom, a brand new version of this thing, at Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Plaza, the Blake Dole Skate Park, and Museum Plaza behind the Pensacola Museum of History. City Council is expected to vote on an agreement with UWF to install the outdoor restroom at Museum Plaza later this month or in February. UWF will contribute to the installation cost. The Portland Loo is a really, you got to go down there and experience that thing.
Mm. We've talked about it on air before, and I had forgotten the name of it, which is why I kind of drew a blank earlier.
Oh, yeah.
But I mean, it sounds like a lovely throne.
No, it is very, it's very futuristic. And kind of, you know, Reeves is just taking this in the right direction. He just is really pushing us out there. When it comes to bathrooms, man, he's got this covered.
The bathroom king. The life right. of the potty.
There you go.
Yeah, all right. At least 4 in 10 companies across the world are planning job cuts as AI continues to advance. A survey in the World Economic Forum's latest Future of Jobs report showed that those employers said they'll tighten their workforce within the next 5 years if technology can do the same work. The survey also found that over 3 in 4 employers said that they'll work on reskilling and upskilling their existing workforce to use AI. Yeah, show of hands, who's surprised by this one? Technology, if it can do a human's job, will get rid of the human. That's kind of what people were already afraid of.
Okay, we're looking at these temperatures today, in which they're really not too drastically chilly this afternoon.
No.
They really aren't.
Especially back earlier when the sun was
What are we,
in
the low 50s, something like that, upper 40s?
48.
Somewhere. Okay. But tomorrow is going to be a little bit warmer because of the rain moving in. But the cold weather returns for the weekend. So here's what, if you can help Representative Michelle Saltzman out here, here's what I'm putting out here for you. She has organized a community blanket drive. Now, here's the sense of my urgency. It ends tomorrow. So if you can take care of this, tomorrow day before 5 o'clock, this week and coming up this weekend, many in our community have struggled to stay warm. New blankets of all sizes can be donated at 3212 South Highway 95A up in Gentomit. Now, here's what they ask you to do. Call first. They're not saying that to be, regarded pushing you on something, but they want to make sure that you don't make an extra trip for nothing.
Right.
In other words, if you live down here in Pensacola and you want to drive north up into Cantonment, the last thing you want to do is take those blankets up there, take them to the office, and there's nobody there. So they're looking for you, if you would, just call them so you can schedule an appropriate time that you can drop off those blankets. But if you can help them out, I'm sure Representative Saltzman would love it.
All right, yeah. Wholesome cause there, because as you said, right. Michelle Salzman, she's been doing a lot.
She's the hardest working lady I've ever seen in politics.
Yeah, she's been doing a lot of stuff lately, firing on all cylinders.
She's been doing this ever since she got elected 4 years back, you know.
Yeah.
She's a hard worker.
Just about 4:51 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, almost a quarter of all freshwater animals are in danger of going extinct. We got details on that headline and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Sarah. Happy New Year. You look amazing. How are things with you and Mark?
Lisa, I can't thank you enough for telling me about Wave Men's Health. We've totally rediscovered each other. Mark's working out. Oh, and we're doing more as a family than laying around watching TV.
I told you, they're incredible. My husband and I had the same experience. It's like having that spark all over again, isn't it?
Exactly. It's more than the physical. It's the connection, the energy. It's the best gift we could have given ourselves.
This new year, make the resolution that changes it all. Wave Men's Health brings you proven options for ED, low testosterone, and enhancement. Reignite your drive, rebuild your confidence, and show up in the moments that matter most.
Here's to more love and more joy in the year ahead.
Cheers to that.
Book your appointment today at wavemenshealth.com or dial 850-266-7020. That's wavemenshealth.com or dial 850-266-7020. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Visit Pensacola is home for all things Pensacola. I'm Darren Schaefer, CEO of Visit Pensacola. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel this week as we discuss what is next for our community.
We'll have a look at all the fun things to do in Pensacola in the new year, including Pensacola Mardi Gras, SBC basketball, and so much more.
Tomorrow at 9, let us show you the way to beach on News Radio 92.3.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
I can feel it, way down where the music plays, way down like a tidal wave.
Can you say Memphis? News Radio 92.3. The King?
Yes, indeed.
Just kind of a warning.
Pretty distinct.
I loved Elvis. I liked his music. I liked his style. I liked how much of a rebel he was. I saw him in one of his last concerts over in Mobile, over the auditorium. This is when he had gained a lot of weight.
Yeah.
A lot of weight. But he still could sing. That's, no matter if he was carrying an extra 50 pounds on him, he could sing, absolutely. Hey, U.S. Surgeon General is calling for warning labels on alcohol due to potential health risk. This is a problem here in the Tampa Bay area. Thought I'd pull this one up here for you. Kylie Jones, Fox's... TV affiliate WTVT this afternoon.
Dr. Kathleen Egan at Moffitt Cancer Center says for years, alcohol has been linked to at least 7 different types of cancer,
including colorectal cancer, breast cancer, head and neck cancer.
In a recent advisory, U.S. Surgeon General Vivek Murthy pointed to alcohol as the third leading preventable cause of cancer in the U.S. He says it contributes to about 100,000 cancer cases a year.
These cancers are attributed to alcohol consumption at higher levels.
Doctors in Florida say from a cancer standpoint, the type of alcohol doesn't matter. Doctors say any level of drinking will contribute to your risk at some level. Kylie Jones, Fox News.
All righty, 4:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for you. This traffic and weather update brought to you by the Watson Law Firm. If you've been injured in a car accident, visit watsonfirm.com. Looking at the roads, my goodness, several things to dig into here. Worst looking spots are going to be on Gulf Beach Highway if you're traveling westbound towards Dog Track Road. Got some very heavy congestion there caused by an accident earlier this hour. Also have some issues if you are traveling northbound on Blue Angel Parkway towards Highway 98. Outside of that, it's going to be Palafox Street traveling northbound towards Olive Road. And we've got some issues on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. Last major spot is if you are traveling westbound on Highway 90 coming over Blackwater River. As for the weather, 48 degrees, low of 43 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 66, low of 38. That's not too bad, but there's going to be a lot of rainfall throughout your Friday with a high surf warning lasting the entirety of the day.
Okay, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Firefighters are having a time out in Los Angeles. I mean, I think there is like a massive effort here to save this one area. Wildfires burning throughout SoCal. High winds making the situation worse. I was telling you about the North Hollywood fires burning the old station I was at, KTTV in Los Angeles, Channel 11. Very close to those studios at this point. But also, I want you to watch, if you go home and you watch some of the coverage tonight, notice what's really important that's burning over there. The radio and television towers that are located on top of Mount Wilson, burning.
Yeah.
So communications could be a problem with the transmissions. Anyway, Fox's Christina Coleman is in Altadena, California.
I talked to some of the firefighters here. I'm like, is there a chance? Like, why are you guys not going in there? And they're just saying with the risk assessment, the way these flames are moving and how quickly the fire is burning through this structure, they say it's just not safe. The risk assessment is just not worth it to go in there and try to put this fire out. This is the Eaton Fire. It started in Altadena, just north of Pasadena. In the evening, it has since burned more than 10,000 acres. Five people have died from this fire. More than 750 firefighters trying to get this fire contained. It is at 0% containment.
Yeah, I have a friend that lives in Pasadena I spoke to last night. And
how are they doing?
They're packed. They're just absolutely packed, not knowing what's going to happen. They're just, you know, can you imagine the stress that these people are going through?
Luckily, I can't.
It is horrible. And the thing about it is, if you're not familiar with the Southern California area here, these fires, the North Hollywood fires, and then the Pasadena fires, then the fires out in Pasadena, they're not close to each other.
Right.
These are not fires running into each other. They're just placed like 10 miles or so apart from each other. That's the confusion. It's burning everywhere because these embers are flying up and... SoCal's ablaze.
Yeah.
And we'll keep you posted on, I got some new information coming in next hour.
All righty. And hinted at this before break, almost a quarter of all freshwater animals are in danger of going extinct. A new global study published Wednesday in the scientific journal Nature found that 24% of animals living in freshwater ponds, streams, lakes, rivers, and wetlands are at high risk. Some of these animals include many species of fish, crab, crayfish, shrimp, and some insects. Nearly 24,000 animals were studied, and researchers found the most prevalent threats were pollution, dams, agriculture, and water extraction.
And I wanted to pass this on. Florida has offered help in California's fight against those fires in Los Angeles. The Florida Division of Emergency Management saying on Wednesday it is preparing to provide an incident management team and logistics support workers and equipment. If we can help the folks in SoCal out, we are going to do so. The fire's burning. We will keep you posted. This next hour, I got some new reports for you.
Yeah, and that's a governmental effort, but also a volunteer one. We've got some volunteers going out there, or we have, you know, the Sunshine State as a whole has throughout the day, and DeSantis has released his statement on social media and everything. So it does seem to be a team effort, and as you said, that's a pretty good thing to go into hour two with.
Yeah, so next hour we'll be talking some sports with you. The playoffs coming up tonight at 6:30, and a lot of information about those fires.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.